Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget, a week from tonight, we'll be broadcasting live from the Queen Mary in Long Beach, queenmaryshipwreck.com, to get your tickets. Stop by an Amco dealership and get yourself a coupon for up to 15 bucks off. Makes sense. Get out to Amco. All right, it's time for Totally Open Phones, and a lot of people have emailed and missed the way that Brian David Whitman used to open up these phones, so let's go back in time for a little Brian David Whitman, man.
All right, man. Here we go, gang. It is Friday night, man. And I tell you, man, I'd like to wrap up that effing week, man. You know what we do, man. We take those phones, man. Whitman takes them by one hand. I take them by the other, man. We stretch out those phones, man. Totally open phones, man. 520-9710, gang. Maybe you have a 888 Jones and a lot of dudes on that valley, man. A goddamn 888 Jones, man. I said it, man. It's 888, my bitches, 520-9710. Anything you want to talk about, anything we talked about, anything we talked a little bit about, or should have talked more about, come on, man. Jump online, you mother effers, man.
I like to make that my ringtone. All right. If you missed anything this week on the big show, here's a little wrap-up for you. Good luck, everybody. All right, Gina, what else is going on in the news there?
Well, if you're looking if you're looking for an alternative way to relax...
Leo. Remember when you took your first Vicodin, you're like, wow, this is amazing. This is a real special drug. You're floating around a little, you're happy, nothing really bothers you. You know, you laugh more, and people make you laugh more. And then that goes away, and you're like, well, then you know, all of a sudden you need two Vicodin, you need a couple shots of vodka with that, and it really, you know, it builds up to where you're in the hospital. How gay was the reception?
Pretty gay.
It was gay.
Pretty gay.
How gay? Gay, gay?
Gay, gay, gay.
Really?
What happens when you get three gays?
Well, there was, like, because it's a gay reception, there's the gay reception, and then there's the, like, after party. You know, like, a lot of people go home, and then it gets real gay.
So I have a giant pile of takeout menus that I put next to my bed in a little drawer. So while I'm still lying in my bed, I can reach for my phone, I can reach for my takeout menus, and I can order delivery without ever leaving the bed.
Were you dancing for him, and then he asked you out?
Actually, I asked him out.
Wow.
Yeah. Where is this club located?
In Van Nuys.
Hey, well, I don't know if you've met my partner here, Bill Cosby.
This is the people and then the breast.
I'm going to wear a sticker with a piece of duty on it and be like, then people will be like, what is that? Like, oh, I took a crab today. Oh, is that right?
I love Jeff. And Jeff taught me something that I use a lot.
Is that right?
How to say the
lady. The ladies.
Ladies.
Pretty good with those ladies, man.
Did you hear about the Buddhist that went to the hot dog vendor and said, make me one with everything?
Everybody talking about how fine Jackie Johnson is. Yo, first of all, there's a reason her last name is Johnson. Okay? White girl's onion brings tears to your eyes. She had on that tight black dress. That ass is crazy.
Last year on Halloween, I had asked Randy, I said, hey, what day does Halloween fall in this year? And he said he thought it was Thursday.
Right.
And the person who I was hosting with said, oh, no, it's almost always on a Friday.
What? Sir.
Randy, I said, please.
Everyone knows who it was.
Who carried who across the threshold?
Well.
And don't you get a bad back whichever way it happens?
I think at this point that Takei had to be carried.
Oh. I know my cue. I love that dude. And I ran out of gas for it, so instead of taking the little gas tank down to the gas station and fill it up and bring it back, I cut a piece of hose off, stuck it in my car, and siphoned some gas out. That was about noon today, and my mouth still tastes like gasoline.
I'd like to sign you on for 5-year contract.
Really?
Wow. Re-up, yeah, when I'm 35 and see where I am. And if anything about your life offends me, then at least I can cut you off after that.
At 1 year, can you pick up my friendship option or just straight 5?
Oh, no, I'm ready to sign the deal.
Gina, what the hell? I'm only month to month.
Yeah. And everybody would say, oh, that's Eddie in makeup.
Yeah.
Oh, the nutty old hoe.
Come on, nutty old hoe. Bring that ass over here, you nutty old hoe.
Nutty old hoe.
Gina just thinks she wandered into the wrong studio.
Tonight is there's static in the air tonight.
Yeah, ever since sweater meet, we've been off the track.
Chick goes out to a bar, and she starts dancing with a guy, and he looks down, and he sees that she has a tattoo of a seashell on her inner thigh. He goes, hey, what's with the seashell on your inner thigh? And she says, well, if you put your ear to it, you can actually smell the ocean.
Every time I hear it, I laugh again.
Thank you very much.
I go Randy when I hear that joke.
You can go to that Thursday night. I'm going to work.
I'm not so sure you can get in.
Oh, I can get in. If you with that gut can get in, I can get in. Now, you want to do some sit-ups while Tim sets up the next segment?
All right, here's Randy.
Gina, I can do it on this.
Can you do it, Gina?
I can do most of it.
All right, here we go. Bars for Kids. Gina and Randy, man. Together again. It's like Sonny and Cher.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Pretty good. Look
1-877 Cars for Kids.
That's enough. Please.
KARS Cars for Kids.
Drive a car over you. All right, everybody. It is open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. Ed in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Babu.
Hey, what's up with you, dude?
Hey, man, what's cracking with this idiot? Oh, we can't kid. We shouldn't kid. You know what? Remember I told you I have the 7 kids. I was a gang member. I was in Folsom Prison for over 10 years.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I got out. I called you and Arsenio when you guys were up at Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, and I think the 7 kids aren't all by the same lady.
No.
Yeah.
Now, this guy, I mean, he lives in Detroit. Come on now. Right. Go to downtown L.A. Go to L.A. L.A. is worse than Detroit.
Right. Now, are you an ex-gang member?
Yeah, you know that. I'm already 47 years old, though.
Yeah. And are you ever an ex-gang member, or do they ever let you out?
You know how it is, brother. Blood in and blood out.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Well, you know what? When you get old like me,
right,
and you get all these kids that you're taking care of and don't get no child support. Remember, I told you don't get no child support.
Right.
You got to do what you got to do.
Now, are the gang members nowadays, are they the same as they were back then, or is it a different crew?
Nah, it's a different crew. Actually, nowadays, everybody just pulls out guns and shoots you. Back in the day, we used to go to Whittier Boulevard and chains, bumper jacks, and guns. And this was the old Whittier Boulevard when they used to say Kragers were out and spoke wire rims were out.
Right, the good old days.
Yeah. Hey, Timmy, you got any extra tickets for the hockey for me and my kids?
You know what? I'd love to, but I don't. But I do have a Halloween on DVD.
Oh, that'll work.
Oh,
that'll work.
Kids are going to love that, man.
Hey, I love Gina. She is awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's the best.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Timmy, take care of your daughter. Believe me, when she gets 16, you'll know what I'm going to go through. You'll be locking and loading.
And we're going to put you on hold here. And I don't want to tell tales out of school, but Gina's very attracted to ex-gang members.
Yeah, whatever. She wouldn't go with somebody like that. You know, I told you my wife's 30 years old, and I'm 48 years old.
Yeah, good for you, man. All right, hold on one sec. Have a nice weekend, dude.
Thank you, Babu.
All right, there he goes. Halloween on DVD, courtesy of Anchor Bay Entertainment. Get it at Best Buy or wherever you get your DVDs. I don't know where you go. Let's talk to Scott. He's been on hold here for a while. Scott, Marina Del Rey, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello, Tim.
Hey.
How are you?
How you doing?
You know what? I wanted to talk about the loans at school.
Oh, the college loans.
Oh man, listen, I'm.
You in debt?
Well, here's my situation. I mean, I cooked for Steve Martin for 2.5 years at his house, and Margaret. Mm. You know, I've got a food history, and I want to change my career. I've been in the. I did some acting younger than that, and.
What's Steve Martin's favorite meal?
It's the same meal every weekend.
Same meal every weekend?
Every weekend.
I like that. I like consistency.
Organic marinara, al dente pasta, first, Italian style, chili and sea bass, baby green salad, Martin shorts there every weekend, and yes. 5 to 10 guests.
I don't know if we could talk about that. But
yeah.
Let me ask you something. You know that, and God rest his soul, one of the greatest actors ever, but that Paul Newman?
Oh, yeah.
That sauce really gives me that indigestion, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what happened with that. He had a partnership with those people, and they took him for some money, and he switched.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, he had some problems with that. Look into that. That's a trip.
Jesus Christ.
But the thing with the school, I'm at the Art Institute in the digital film department.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, I've been there 2 years, and they promised me a living loan with my Sallie Mae and my grant, right?
Didn't happen.
Well, they promised it to me, and a guy in the same exact program, I'm going 5 days a week, 80 hours of homework.
Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm around 50. and I'm telling you, man, I failed geometry. I've got an A the second time, which I have to pay on my own, right?
Mm.
All right, but the living loan never came through at all with the full schedule. And then there's a guy in my class.
Back
with,
to cooking for Steve Martin and Martin
Short.
No,
check this out. There's a guy in my class, Tim, with 15 felonies for bad checks.
Wow.
Now he's into Christian and all that. He gets $4,000 every 10 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
And I can't get a living loan. So I finally got to the president of the school, and I said, you know, what's the deal? Why can't I get a living loan? And she said, well, you never did a felony, right? I said, I've never done a crime.
That's what you got to do.
That's it. I said, if I went outside and threw a rock through the window, she says, I don't think that's a felony.
Jesus
but, you know,
Christ.
I was like, I can't get a living loan.
I know. You know what? If you behave in this city or in this country, you don't get anything. If you pay your mortgage, you pay your taxes, you don't get jackass. It's the squeaky, you know, the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. I'm tired of it. These guys that don't pay their, you know, home loans get the better deals now. I don't know if you saw this, but it was in the papers recently that the government's going to try to help out people who have those adjustable rate mortgages as ARMs, and their rate's going to go down to 2.5% on some of those loans.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, mine's still at 5.25, which isn't bad, but they're at 2.25 on some of those loans. Unbelievable, huh? All right, here's open phones. We'll come back and Maurice in West Hills says he knows the best Mexican place in the valley. People love Mexican food, and 2 million of us live in the valley. So we'll see what he has to say. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is completely open phones, and we're about 35 minutes away from Sam Phillips. So it's going to be a full evening of programming here on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about? Maurice in West Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Timmy, my man.
Hey, what's up with you, dude?
Nothing much, boss. I'm just out here patrolling the valley.
Good for you. You a cop or a gang member?
No, sir. I'm neither.
Okay.
I'm just a normal student.
All right. What do you, you got no good Mexican place in the valley?
Yeah, I know this great Mexican place on the corner of Manoan and Fallbrook. It's inside a Chevron gas station. It's got a car wash and everything. And don't second guess it just because it's in a gas station. If you come in, I'm guarantee you'll be back.
Now, I'm a big fan of gas station food. I go to the Van Alden Ventura gas station there, and they got good Mexican food in there, too.
If you like that place, man, this place is three times better than that.
I also, up in Oregon, the small town that we go to, where my wife's from, they make the best fried chicken inside a Chevron chicken. It's like a broaster chicken. It's best.
Right on.
All right, buddy. And so where is it again?
It's on Van Owen and Fallbrook.
Van Owen right and Fallbrook.
Yeah. All right, dude, and for you, Timmy, it's free, man.
Oh, get out of here, dude. I can't do that or else I couldn't talk about it on the air. All right. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, you're the man.
All right, Maurice, everybody. Fallbrook and Van Owen. Get out there for some Mexican food, man. Let's talk to Mike in Northridge. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
Man, the best Mexican in the valley is not that Fallbrook place, unless you want food poisoning.
Uh-oh. Where was the best place?
Los Arbolitos. Best taquitos you ever had. Not those little weak, small taquitos. They're like a giant taco that's like rolled up and deep fried.
And where is this?
It's on Nordoff and Woodley.
Too far, I think. Nordoff and Woodley?
Oh, yeah, it's the best. It's the best. When you get home, you eat some raw cookie dough to go with it.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. Eddie and Corona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I wanted to ask you about John McCain.
Yes, sir.
Do you honestly believe in him now since he's flip-flopped since 2000 into whatever he is now?
No, you know what? I'm not a big McCain fan. I actually am more conservative than John McCain, if you can believe that.
Well, okay, that's good. So what is your big tiff with Obama? I know he's super liberal, but between the two, do you think that McCain will be the better leader?
Well, here's my opinion on the election. For me personally, McCain's a better guy because I'll pay less taxes. But for the
because you're ultra rich, right?
Well, I'm not ultra rich, but I'm making enough money where I would I'd pay a little more taxes under Obama, and I don't like paying taxes. I believe in smaller government, but I think for the entire country, if the majority of the people are going to feel better with Obama in there, and there's going to be a better spirit in this country about everything, then it's Obama. You know, I don't have a problem with either one of these guys. I just wasn't a big fan of Hillary Clinton.
Well, who is? That's a real honest answer, though.
Thank you, sir.
I like
No, I'm actually more conservative than John McCain, and I thought that George Bush would go in there and run a very conservative government, and he expanded government beyond my wildest dreams.
Right? Socialism at its best.
Oh, it's the worst. All right, Bubba.
Smiley.
Take care of yourself.
What do you think about Sarah Palin?
I like Sarah Palin. I think she's, a lot of people say she's a moron, but she became a mayor and a governor of a state, and you can't be an idiot and do that.
Honest answers, Tim Conway.
Thank you much. All right, there he goes. Eddie and Corona. Let's talk to Steve in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Wow, I'm glad that conversation came right up as I got in, too, and I got to say, I can really appreciate your answer, too, because I'm a Republican myself, and I'm actually voting for Obama this way, and usually when people ask me that from a conservative Republican standpoint,
right.
They just expect, you know, they expect because you're Republican that you're going to vote one way, and it's almost, I'm a younger guy, I'm 24 years old, and I'm pretty well versed on what's going on, you know, in politics, and it's just like what I've seen. I voted for Bush in the last election. What I've seen go on over the last couple of years, I couldn't agree with you more.
Right.
I've never seen more expansion of government coming from a Republican side. I feel the same exact way about it.
Yeah, it is very disappointing to see the Republicans, you know, screw this one up, because back in, you know, after 9/11, when Bush had something like an 80% approval rating, I thought there's no way you'd ever get a Democrat in office again. But because of the war and because of the economy, people are just, they've had enough.
Well, yeah, and I mean, to tell you the truth, I'm a big Ron Paul supporter. And,
yeah, you know what? A lot of our listeners are big Ron Paul supporters.
Well, I mean, I really like his politics, and I just can't believe the way that, you know, he was treated. I remember from as young as I can remember, it used to be a time in America where there was a lot more candidates than just a Republican
right.
and a Democratic candidate that at least used to get to participate in the debate, so at least the issues would come through. And I mean, it just feels so watered down, you know, and it's a part of me really actually likes it, because with my generation, the younger generation, these are the kids who don't vote, who aren't well versed in politics as they should be. And now, you know, it's like all the things that are happening right now, people are getting angry.
Yes.
And
well, I remember, you know, how old are you?
24.
See, I'm a little older than you. And I remember California when it was, you know, in the 60s and 70s when it was beautiful. It was run by both Democrats and Republicans, but mostly Republicans. And they did a kick-ass job. I'm, you know, obviously there were less people here, and they could afford to do a better job. But it just seems like there were less people. People were happier. This has turned into New York City. Everybody's with the horn and jamming everybody on the freeway and cutting everybody off, flipping each other off. It's not the California I grew up in, you know, born and raised in.
Yeah, that's what got me out of L.A., because I was actually up in L.A. just working today. But I live now in Oceanside, actually, in San Diego.
Yeah, it's beautiful down there.
That's why I had to get out, you know?
I know. Hey, listen, my favorite area is to go up to Oxnard, Ventura, Santa Barbara up there. I'd like to get up there at least two or three times a month with my daughter. And those people up there seem to be happier than people who live in Los Angeles. It's always cooler there. You can smell the ocean there. It's, you know, especially Ventura. There's a lot of building going on still up there and in Oxnard. And I think that is going to be the next San Fernando Valley. When you drop down over that pass into Camarillo, Oxnard, and Ventura, I think people own property out there. Hold on to it if you can. I think it's going to be worth two or three times what you paid for it the next 10 years. Let's talk to Seth in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I just have, like, a really bad week. Like, I went to the DMV to get my driver's permit.
Right.
And I failed that twice. Mm. And my
I failed it my first time, too.
Oh, well, yeah. And my grades are pretty crappy, and...
How old are you?
I'm 15 and a half.
Years old.
Yeah.
All right. And what are you, in 11th grade?
Yeah.
11th grade.
No. 10th
grade. All right.
Yeah.
Where do you go to school?
This place called Horizon High School, Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, in Phoenix, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, look at you. And why aren't you doing well in school? You're a bright kid, it's just bored?
Nah.
It's not that bright.
Yeah, not that bright.
Well, you know what, Seth? I wouldn't really worry about that. The brightest people I know are also the most depressed people I know.
Oh.
And the people who are not so sharp, and I hate to keep using this guy as an example because he probably doesn't like the extra publicity we give him here, but Malibu Dan is not the brightest guy I've ever met, but is one of the happiest guys.
Oh, huh.
You know? I mean, he can't tell you what ivory, where ivory comes from, but the guy is always smiling, always has lots of energy. So there's
hey, buddies.
Something to be said for that.
And I don't know, like, I don't know what I should do. Like, I know I want to get into radio, but the place where I keep calling, the DJs won't call me back.
Are you ever in Los Angeles?
No, not really.
Never make it out here?
No.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you were ever out here, you could sit in with us one night here, but,
if I'm ever out there, I'll call you.
Yeah, you know, concentrate, get through high school, and if you ever make it out to LA and we're still on the air, we'd love to, have you sit in for a couple of nights. It's a pretty cool job.
Oh, and can I ask Randy Wang something?
Sure.
Hey.
Hey, what do you think of getting high on Halloween? Good or bad?
Well, this will be the first Halloween that I'm getting totally high. I cannot wait.
Hey, hold on one sec. Randy. He's asking for himself. Keep in mind he's 15.
Yeah, I've never tried it.
You should not smoke weed until you're 18.
Okay. Hey, Tim, I've had some experience with the Halloween.
Yeah, high?
May I jump in?
Yes, absolutely.
Seth, did you say this is your first time getting high?
Yeah.
I would save it for a time, yeah, that people aren't trying to scare you and, like, shank you in the dark.
Yeah, Seth, hold on. Hold off on the weed. The later you are, I mean, the older you are, the easier it is to start smoking weed. When you're young, you know, you're 15 and a half. I know you see, you probably act like you're 18. You probably think you're a lot older, but your brain is still developing. If you start smoking weed now, you're never going to develop past a 15-year-old.
Okay.
You got to wait till you're in your 20s and try to get some knowledge before you start beating up that brain.
All right,
buddy. Call us back again, man.
All right, thank
you're
you.
You're a big stud, dude.
All right, thanks.
All right, there he goes, everybody. All right, we're going to take a last break here and then come back. And also, Sam Phillips is going to be on at 11 o'clock, which
sir.
Is 18 minutes from now. Always interesting to hear Sammy Phillips, everybody.
Sir.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Open phones, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Totally open phones, man. Steve in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Got a quick one for you. I know you're a Corolla fan. Just wondering what your thoughts are on this. How about when Andy Rooney finally kicks the bucket? You know, you think Corolla could fill in there?
Oh, that's a great idea, yeah.
You know, he's always got that nice little spin on things, and
he'd
be a great addition to the 60-minute spot.
I think you're right on, man. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm for extra credit here, we don't have any prize to give out. What do you think is one share of Sirius XM, you know, the satellite radio?
Yeah.
What do you think a share of their stock sells for?
$3.
$30?
$3.
$3. Pretty close. 29 cents. Cha-ching!
Ouch.
29 cents. That might be a good buy, huh?
Yeah. And I remember when Stern was jumping over, he was trying to make all kinds of people jump on board and buy. But
yeah, 29 cents, man.
That's
all right, buddy. We thank you for calling, man.
Hey, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too, man. Right,
thanks. There he goes, everybody. Yeah, these stocks are getting hammered. I think Ford Motor Company, which is, you know, great American company, I think that's at $2 a share. Closed today at 201, I think. Yeah, $2.01. Target, which has always been a great stock, up in the 40s, 50s, $32 for Target.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Unreal. General Motors, they close at $5.95 today.
Jesus Christ.
But you can buy a share of stock for 30 cents, 29 cents. All right, let's talk to Carlos. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Thanks for holding on so long, buddy.
Hey, Timmy, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. You know, in the media, there's been a lot of people talking about Bill Ayers and domestic terrorism.
Right.
Well, do you think there's people who are considered Christian terrorists?
You mean like people blow up like abortion clinics?
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah.
You see, I guess Sarah Palin wouldn't call them terrorists.
Oh, she wouldn't?
No, I guess I heard, I forgot where I heard it, I think it was the interview with, what's his name?
Drew Griffin?
No, the guy from CBS, I think.
Now, I think that Sarah Palin is probably on board. If you blow up an abortion clinic, you're going to jail and you are a domestic terrorist.
Well, yeah, of course. But, I mean, she didn't want to call them terrorists.
Well, they are.
I mean, obviously they are, right? Like, that's terrorism.
Yeah. I mean, that's terrorism.
Some people would even call them Christian terrorists, since people call Islamic extremists, Islamic terrorists, so...
Yeah.
I don't see the difference, you know?
There is a difference. I know you don't
see
it.
Well, I mean, I don't see the difference of, you know... Well, for example, Islamic terrorists, you know, they put the title Islamic because they're doing it because of their faith, right?
Well, I mean, like, and Rosie O'Donnell said she is as fearful of Islamic terrorists as she is Christians in this country.
Well, yeah, because they're committing their acts based on her beliefs, right?
I know, but listen, she's out of her mind.
Well, yeah, I know that.
I mean, if she thinks that, the Christian right... is as big a threat as, you know, the extreme Muslims, I think she's a little crazy.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, people who hurt other people are pretty much all bad in general. I think we could be on that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's, you know, I just wish we can go back to the old days, you know, when you didn't have to go through it. How old are you?
21.
Oh, so you don't remember this. But there was a time when you didn't have to go through metal detectors to get on an airplane.
Well, I mean, I'm sure, you know, since 2001, pretty much everyone's been talking about terrorism. I mean, when you were growing up in the 60s, was terrorist?
Let's say the 70s. Let's not.
Well, in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
After Vietnam, right?
I was essing in my pants in 1966.
Well, there was like a cool down after the war, right? And then, like, out of nowhere, now people are talking about terrorism all the time now.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's on some people's mind. I don't think it's a huge. I mean, you know, people aren't driving around every day thinking they're going to be blown up by a terrorist. But some people do. I mean, some people are very, you know, still very scared to death. And perhaps, you know, it's understandable. Maybe they had a family member killed at 9/11. All right, one more call here, and then we got to get out of here. Scott and Marina Del Rey, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, hi, Tim. Hey. It's Scotty again from Steve Martin.
Hey.
You know, I called only because you mentioned the stocks and you mentioned Ventura. My uncle bought Point Mugu Missile Base, the storage facility there, Point Wainimi.
Right.
It's 27 acres. It's an independent film studio. It used to be Quarterdeck, the software company.
For you.
Yeah, it's not good for me. But I mentioned you, I heard you talk to that young man about being on the radio show.
Right.
And I've closed out of my film school. And I would like to participate in your radio show, maybe.
Right. Well, hold on one sec. I'm not sure if I can take you for 3 hours. Miguel and Montebello, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going, Big Sud?
Hey.
Hey, I was me and my wife, big fans.
Thank you, sir.
We always joke around, you know, the whole big stud, big penis, but with a lady, you know, you call her a stud, but do you tell her she's got a big clitoris?
No, I think what you do is you say, you got big, and then the T word, tiots, and, I don't know, what do we used to, use for, chicks? You got,
big ass.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I'll have to remember what it was, but I remember, I know that Tiaz was in there somehow. All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you to Gina Grad and also Randy Wang. Adam Carolla, thank you for coming on tonight. And, of course, Arsenio Hall every Wednesday. And we'll be on Monday right after Lycus. Have yourself a great weekend, or don't. I don't know. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show coming up. Sam Phillips live on 97.1 FM Talk. Mine was Kentucky Fried Movie. Remember that thing?
Oh, hell, now there's an R-rated movie.
I saw that at the Lorena Theater, and that's the first time I saw the Big V.
Yeah.
You know, when she flashes that thing. And I think
Samuel L. Bronkowitz presents.
Yes.
Catholic high school girls in trouble.
And I think, if I'm not, I'm 99% sure I was at the Lorena Theater. And that,
on
remember,
Ventura?
Yeah, you remember you had to go up the stairs to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, sure.
I think I ran right up the stairs and peeled one off after I saw that.
Oh, my God.
Very, so I'm.
That's a hot movie.
Yeah, now it's a Starbucks, but I remember that theater. That was a
beautiful
theater.
Hey, you can still get one off over there.
I know, but now it's in the Gap dressing room.
Whatever. Listen, that's hallowed ground. You're like an Indian. You have, like, ceremonial rights to that ground. A guy shaman comes in there shaking. Shaking. It's like cane with the bells on it. Mmm, energy. Yeah. And Conway Jr. make them womp them and sink. Samuel L. Bronkowitz. Yeah, that was a hot movie.
It was good times. I enjoyed that thing, man. 97.1 FM Talk.